USA Radio News with Wendy King.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency is currently investigating about 100 ransomware cases. The White House says President Biden views recent ransomware attacks as a national security concern. He told the Wall Street Journal that many of them are tied to criminals living in Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says recent attacks targeting gas and beef suppliers have raised national security concerns.
New to us over the last couple of weeks, but it has been increasing rapidly around the world over the last several years.
She says President Biden will raise the issue of cybersecurity with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two meet in Geneva later this month. He'll also meet with Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Turkish President Recep Erdogan on his trip to Europe next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a statement after the committee questioned former Trump White House counsel Don McGahn. The committee is still continuing to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 election. He said Mr. Gahn was clearly distressed by President Trump's refusal to follow his legal advice again and again. He said McGahn shed new light on several troubling events. He was questioned behind closed doors, but a transcript of the interview should be released by next week. Former President Trump is reacting to the 2-year suspension on his Facebook account after the company's oversight board found he incited violence leading up to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Trump wrote in a statement that Facebook's decision was an insult to the people who voted for him in the 2020 election. He said they shouldn't be allowed to get away with censoring and silencing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some of Florida's most beloved animals are dying off this year. USA's Mike Fortier explains.
Manatee deaths in Florida this year could reach an all-time high. As of May 28th, the Florida Wildlife Conservation Commission recorded 761 manatee deaths. That's not too far from the record 804 set 3 years ago. Red tide, wastewater contamination, and algae blooms are killing the seagrass manatees rely on for food. Manatees were an endangered species until 2017 when their status improved to a threatened species. A Florida Atlantic University marine biologist tells NBC News this year's death toll could warrant a return to endangered status. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
As the pandemic starts to fade, patients are returning to the dentist office, and it's associated with COVID-19. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Most dental patients are not even aware of their own gritting and grinding of teeth caused by the COVID-19 stress. We spoke to nationally recognized dental health expert, Dr. Sonia Reddy of Dallas-based Smile Up Dentistry.
It has been astronomical. We're seeing increased patients that grind and clench lately, and we're actually attributing this to chronic stress as a part of a pandemic.
Dr. Reddy tells us about the cause of the grinding and gritting of teeth called bruxism.
The chronic stress acts on a part of the brain called amygdala, and it actually increases cortisol levels, causing jaw clenching and grinding.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.